know? Nah. The platform, so, people love that shit.
Let me put this way. I start recording right now. So if I start recording right now, it only makes sense to start recording because it's like a podcast type of setting, right?
Basically.
So, but it wouldn't be cool if we were having like...
Like if it was just two niggas chilling. Nah,
exactly.
It would be the feds.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I love...
What are you recording?
Exactly. For? So that's why I love having the sit down because I can kind of approach all my friends and...
Well, see, the thing that is just like there's no video. If it... Now, even then, it would be kind of true if a nigga's like, man, I'm just going to record it.
Nigga, that's even weirder. But.
Nah, not in today's society. But like 10 years ago, that'd have been extra weird.
You'd have been fast. Right now, it's 9,000 off top.
Yeah. Right now, so, everybody's like.
Yeah. But I mean, there's a lot of shit that people just want to hear. And a lot of free talk and conversational talk. But I want to talk about the developmental mind conversation. Like, What can we put out there to these people in a sit down type of era, experience that's real intimate, personal, but we're actually talking about something like the mobility of mind, like stability of being an adult, like, nigga, even the rules to follow when in a fucking romantic relationship. Man, I'd be damned if I let another woman come in and just start to pick off shit because she thinks she's the center of my fucking world. That's not how things work. That's not how things work, man.
Look here.
Cause girls, I'm telling you, so let me get on the topic of girls. Look. So since I lost Janelle, I've dated and all the girls want is like just me. Like they want me. I don't understand. I'm not even that fucking cool. So Janelle was when we started in the cannabis industry, Janelle was like my girl. Like, that was my girl. Bro. So, like, she actually killed herself.
What?
Yeah, she killed herself.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so a lot. That's what goes into a lot of more of the progress and then the rebranding of my show too.
That's true. I didn't know.
Yeah, bro, that shit hurt. It was crazy as fuck too, because well, we went through some shit, like in cannabis industry and in just personal life stuff. She had already, when I knew her, when I met her, she had already had the stigma of, mental health or whatever. So it was just things I knew I had to approach and sit down and listen and view instead of just reacting to her. I had to respond and, it was an interesting, I'm not gonna lie, it was one of the best relationships I've had.
Yeah, that's true, man.
Since that, bro, girls come in and then they think I fuck all of my friends, which I guess I can get that that perception, but it's like that's the energy, like everything.
My girl is,
yeah, none of it makes sense. And then they come in and they.
I can't be mad because I was fucking her while I was with my ex. So.
Well, see, that's different.
Sorry,
I don't do none of that shit.
I was terrible.
Nah, but I mean, I've been wretched before, like. In college, I was no saint at all, but just, after Janelle, it was just like, I knew what I won't accept and what I won't live with and what I'm willing to see through, what I'm willing to observe and what I'm willing to, pick out and see if I'm willing to deal with that. And a lot of them I can't because, bro, like, what do you want of me? Like, the only thing I ask in return is peace. Yes, your time, but let me do what I gotta do. Cause, nigga, I'm 30. We can fucking live romantically, whatever, fucking 8-10 years from now. But right now, I'm hungry. Right now matters. Yeah. I can't do.
I think every nigga in our generation is like that, right?
Yeah.
I told my girl, like, it's to the point where, like, I'm not even. Nigga, I was a fucking nymphomaniac, bro. I was trying to fuck on everything possible all the time.
All the time.
And now I don't even care. Like, I'm not even tripping off of sex at all.
Bro, I've been.
I want to get somewhere, bro. I want to get to a point to where I ain't got to work. Where I can set up auto pay and not be worried about that bitch. That's where I want to get.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
Like, I want to get to that. So, and then beyond that, I want to keep going. So, like, I'm not really focused on anything else but that. I heard a lot of niggas in our generation looks like that, too. Like, I want to get somewhere. I'm tired of being in the same spot.
I know, man, because it's just sucks.
Is that a trend, my nigga?
that's a big ass rap.
Nigga, I thought that was a dread.
If that was one big ass dread, bro.
I was about to be like, bro, what? Yeah. what?
But it was cool, man, just to have this little sit down talk. But I am going to do one thing. I'm going to plug. Hey, thanks to all of my sponsors. I got to shout out your fave plug, the Mac to Mac Show, 7 & Co. in the mall, San Diego. that's just funny.
We just plug.
It's funny because it's always a friendship conversation, but then I'm working, so excuse me. But hey, you know what? No, you're welcome.
Nigga, I just told my girl that I would get a tattoo with that shit.
The Roman?
No, nigga. I said I would get a Kobe Bryant.